Welcome to the Digital Workflow Dentistry podcast series. We help dentists adapt, adopt, and advance in the world of dental technology. For more information about upcoming lectures, webinars, and podcasts, please go to our website, www.digitalworkflowdentist.com, and Instagram at Digital Workflow Dentistry.
Good afternoon, dental internet world. My name is Dr. Vishal Sharma, once again here alongside my friend and colleague, Dr. Mike Parchewski. Mike, as you can tell by our background, spring is certainly teasing in Calgary. With digital dentistry, certainty is a good thing. It's something you just really want to be sure about. And with that, we're going to pivot to our presentation and our podcast for today.
Great, great introduction. And I don't know, I still look outside and as we've got a pile of snow out there, and to me, it still looks like winter's here. Great to see you, Vish. And I'm happy to welcome our guest today, Cheryl Lugvinson, who is the strategic sales manager for SureSmile with Dentsply Sirona Canada. And somebody that I know very well and works very closely with Dr. Vishal Sharma on the SureSmile product. So today we've got an interesting topic. First, we want to bring you up to speed on what's happening in SureSmile in 2024. What's happening with SureSmile and DS Core, and also a really novel idea that I caught my eye at the Pacific Dental Conference when I was watching Dr. Vishal's lecture about aligner therapy, and it was this concept of post-orthodontic restorative care. And it really rung home with me because in a lot of cases, when aligner cases are planned and done and completed, not a lot of thought was taken into the occlusion side of it. So today we're going to delve into that really important concept that Dr. Vishal Sharma has lectured to hundreds of dentists around North America. And so I'm really excited to be able to pick his brain on this concept.
Cheryl, welcome. It's good to see you again. Mike and I are very excited to have you as part of the podcast. So first question, why don't you bring us up to speed on what's going on right now with SureSmile and your team for 2024? What's exciting coming down the horizon pipeline?
Oh, well, that's first of all, thank you for inviting me. I am delighted to be here with you guys. So lots of really exciting things coming down the pipeline 2024 for SureSmile. We are developing lots of great contacts and SureSmile speakers within Canada. We have a big program that's been rolled out to help educate our SureSmile users and continue on their customer journey, supporting them through integrating a new software and a new clear aligner product within to their offices. We have the SureSmile simulator, which was released just at DS World last year, and that is absolutely game-changing for a lot of our offices, given that they can now show a simulation of a before and after, which really helps with that chairside conversation and that co-discovery with your patients to help them to see what we see as clinicians when we look in and we are saying this patient is an excellent candidate for SureSmile clear aligners.
One of the things I really like about the simulator is for a new practitioner who's delving into the world of clear aligner therapy, it gives them a case complexity guide, telling them whether it's a more complex or a moderate case, or one that, no pun intended, is a little bit more straightforward. Are you finding a lot of really good feedback from some of the newer providers that is just a great support mechanism?
Absolutely. We're really seeing that this is changing that dynamic and the confidence level in our providers. Just being able to see a measure of, is this case one that I can take on confidently for my patient to ensure that I'm going to achieve the most clinically impactful outcome? And as well as me being a clinician, is this going to be in my level of comfort, all within that SureSmile, within that 3 to 5 minutes of getting that SureSmile simulation?
So yeah, that confidence aspect is certainly critical, or as Mike would just call all of that, he put it much less eloquently, are you sure?
Exactly. Are you sure about that? So now the other thing I wanted to ask is on the, because I noticed that now that simulator is within the DS Core product.
Correct.
And many of our products now are being uploaded into DS Core so we can collaborate easier, send things easier to each other, to specialists. One thing I've noticed is that the Connect portal will be switching to that. Tell me about the workflow now. If we bring a case in, how are we bringing that through the process through DS Core?
Oh, I'm so glad that you asked this one. This is a really exciting coming down the pipeline in the coming year. So currently, as it stands, on the Aligner platform, you can upload the SureSmile case, fill out the prescription, and submit your SureSmile case all from within the DS Core platform. Future modeling is going to include ordering retainers, ordering refinements. So we're really excited to kind of see how this is all going to come together within that DS Core platform, because we're at the inception point of this DS Core, the ability and the capability that it offers us as a digital platform. It's tremendous.
Second to none. Yeah. And I like the idea with the DS Core is that I could be on a beach planning my cases. That's kind of been constantly my go-to, as long as I can be distantly and still making an impact for my patients. I like that concept, especially when the weather is like this outside.
Wearing your Speedo planning orthodontic movement is not really the visual that most of our listeners wanted, but fair enough. Hey. Versatility is important. Exactly. Surely.
Remote working.
It's a hammock. Come on. Now, moving on, let's move our attention to one of these, this concept that I introduced earlier, this post-orthodontic restorative concept. Now, Vish, I'm going to turn this to you. Another big term that was discussed there that really, really drove this home to me was the idea of the envelope of function and how many cases that go through aligner therapy end up with restrictions where that mandible's locked into the maxilla. So maybe tell me why you got so excited about the concept and, you know, why you're teaching it and what kind of impact you're making on the dentist.
Yeah, it's a great question. So obviously, as a general practitioner utilizing a lot of Dentsply Sirona products, it's nice to have an ecosystem where a lot of the products and the lines talk to one another. So, when we're discussing orthodontics, of course, we're moving teeth for a better bite. But for a lot of those adult patients that we see in a GP office, they've had some deterioration. That deterioration might be loss of posterior occlusion or anatomy, so we've got to restore that. And I like the aspect that as a GP, we can control the end result of where that orthodontic movement is going to occur with the end result in mind of adding some simplistic, predictable, restorative material to restore function or, in some cases, aesthetics. You do some TMD treatment as well, Mike, so you'll know that a restricted envelope of function is oftentimes a contributing factor to headaches, especially in females who are more prone to that. We do a lot of Botox therapy for that. But if you can predict that early on, create a bit more overjet, and then obviously you may have to leave some space in the maxilla, planning those spaces appropriately to then be able to put in perfectly matching, aesthetically pleasing restorations, it's just a powerful workflow. And as Cheryl alluded to before, once we can start to incorporate, you know, SureSmile and that planning process, and then marry in directly from DS Core CERAC planning software, so you've got minimal or zero preparation anterior aesthetics or posterior additive preparations, like that's really powerful dentistry for me from a GP's perspective, where it's all done in one facility, you've got control from A to Z, and it's predictable outcome. So that to me is what's really impressive and exciting. And, you know, when we talk about envelope of function, like the duality of that is that, you know, the dental office now envelops all of that treatment. And so they're controlling the functionality as well. So nothing, against Posalt's envelope of function, but there it is.
Well, you know, and what I find really interesting when I was at your lecture was the idea that you're planning for occlusion and you're designing for aesthetics, right? So first thing first, we have to get back to the, you know, I never thought I would, you know, always thought I would, once I graduate, I'd get away from all these occlusion courses that we took at school. And, you know, it's been the driver, like you end up at COIS, you end up on all these different programs and it never leaves what you do. You always have to follow those principles. And so what I'm seeing now is, and Cheryl, I'll let you speak to this as well, but a lot of these cases that people are approving really quickly through their aligner softwares, they're not taking into account that adjustment, and the aligner AIs are just pretty much either recommending lots of IPR for Bolton discrepancies, these types of things, and you're ending up with these locked in occlusions. And later on, you're having to figure out how do we fix this, as opposed to if we look at it from the beginning, like you were talking in your lecture, let's plan this beforehand. If we've got these discrepancies, and it's like you had posted up there, it's looking at cephalometrics, it's looking at numbers, it's looking at data, it's looking at your CBCT and getting a better idea of these cases before you treat them. And this is what I think is really exciting, because it used to be, you know, in a lot of, you know, when it was Invisalign and things like that, it's just like, take impressions. Patient walks in, says, I want this, take impressions, send it off, comes back, without really looking at the basis, which we can do now with our digital impressions. And then we can analyze our digital impressions before we make these plans, right? Now, Cheryl, you've worked in and are very familiar in orthodontic offices. Tell me about your experiences with these sort of discrepancies that can come up.
Yes. So I do come from a clinical background. I am still a registered and licensed orthodontic dental assistant. This is my 23rd year in dentistry. So I do have a fair amount of experience to draw from with this. And one of the pieces of that puzzle that I remember patients walking through is when I was an orthodontic treatment coordinator, and we would be referred a patient to create space for post-orthodontic restorative material or restorative work. And I would then, create a treatment plan. We would create, I would present that treatment plan based on the recommendations from the referring doctor and then from my orthodontist analysis. And oftentimes we would look at that, and that patient, I always would remember these patients because their faces would just fall, because they weren't planning for orthodontics and post-orthodontic restorative treatment. And quite often that orthodontic treatment meant that that was now out of range cost-wise, price-wise, time-wise, for a myriad of factors. These patients were now saying, I have to make a choice between this or this. And that's one of the reasons that when Dr. Sharma, when Vishal started talking about that ortho-resto treatment plan modality, it's one of the most powerful offerings that you can actually create with your patients for co-discovery, because when you're looking at occlusion as a 30,000 foot level from a clinician's perspective, and you keep occlusion in mind, when you're utilizing or looking at that treatment, as you're saying, Mike, when you're looking at that treatment plan all the way throughout to it's now time to restore because I've now achieved the outcome that I knew I needed. And that's the beauty of with our software, being that we have not only AI-driven recommendations within our software, but we also have a digital team that will make sure that we have your correct models uploaded. We utilize all of the information that is provided to us with that digital lab, that we have a modeling team that ensures that those models are referenced back to your records, accurate in, accurate out. That then goes through another quality control process into where we're actually creating your setup and staging in our digital lab. So before our treatment plans get back to you, the doctor, there's actually 6 steps and 7 people that look at this all within that 2-day turnaround to create exactly. We will always prioritize function over aesthetics to make sure that we're achieving those goals with our doctors.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the combination of not only this great SureSmile software, but also with DSCore, once we can start to evolve CERAC software into that as well, like with how precisely CERAC software dials in the occlusion, you know, leaving space in the posterior for a tooth that's lost some anatomy and being able to just mill, you know, a CeraSmart or another resin-based material in super thin increments. It's just, it's exciting stuff. Pivoting back to the orthodontic aspect, Cheryl, so, you know, we're working together on education. It's been a lot of fun working with you and your North American team. Where do you see some of the areas that dentists are maybe lacking, or they need to strengthen their clinical or presentation or overall orthodontic skills? Like, where are we noticing, or are you noticing with Dentsply Sirona, that the attention really needs to be focused on?
So I think you speak to this very, very well. And I believe it's within the co-discovery. I think that there's a lot of power in that co-discovery with your patients. Recent studies have shown that 2 out of 3 patients in a dental practice are actually eligible candidates for clear aligner treatment. And I think that as a whole, I would love to see us look beyond the social 6 aspect of orthodontics is only aesthetic. Orthodontics is the base. It is the primary. It is the foundation for which we can then create that occlusion, that restorative outcome, that final look. So I really would love to see us, and this is really where we're trying to focus a lot of attention, is really getting that education part behind us, where we can talk about that it is so much more than just an aesthetic function. It goes beyond aesthetics into function.
It reminds me of, you know, when veneers first were coming in the early 2000s, yes. It was that front six, right? And mm-hmm. It was not about occlusion, and all these veneers were popping off because they were lengthening and worn teeth that they were lengthening. Well, you're just going to wear them back there. And I feel that aligners have come a full circle now, where aligners for a long time were just about aligning front teeth. I just want my lower teeth straight. I just want my upper teeth straightened. And I think now dentists are realizing with failures and with relapses that, why did that happen? It was a simple plan. It was 10 aligners, but why didn't it hold? Why didn't it work? Why didn't these teeth straighten? Why is there bite off? And I feel like the orthodontic concepts that were being missed or neglected are now coming back to the forefront. And that's kind of why I see this so powerful. Now, Vish, walk me through that pre-orthodontic assessment. And what are some of the clues for the listeners out there that they can be looking for to be careful to not run into these reduced envelopes of function?
Yeah, the questionnaire, obviously, the pre-vetting aspect is really important. One of our colleagues, Trent Smallwood, who practices down in Arizona, is a big believer in creating space as opposed to utilizing IPR as a tool. So he's got a really innovative approach. But when we're discussing the questionnaire beforehand, and this might not specifically answer your question, Mike, but I'll circle around to it. One component is the patient's chief complaint. So if they start talking about the size of their smile, or their smile is not wide enough, or it's not representative of who they are or their personality, typically people with, you know, bigger, more outgoing personalities, that's a component where aligning the teeth may not get them the aesthetic result that they're hoping for. And so at that point, it's obviously a really good opportunity to sort of go through smile design parameters, discuss what we can do with dentistry. And especially with most patients, I find the concern with a post-ortho restorative treatment is the shaving down of teeth. So if you can create an adequate amount of space with the materials that we have available, especially some of these resin materials now that mill so nicely and they're additive, it's really just a purely additive procedure. And some of the resins look good. Obviously, I'd still gravitate towards Emax, but that's one component with it. And then the other aspect, when you're sort of analyzing and looking at the bite, obviously the arch size discrepancy is sort of a big one. You have to do a comparison between the lower arch versus the upper arch. Evaluating lateral incisors, you can just do the simple eye test to see whether it's going to be matching the golden proportions. A lot of people might have a narrow lateral incisor, and that's a good indication that they may have a lower arch where the width of the teeth is going to exceed what the upper is. So those are a couple of the main clues, and some of the presentations will go through CBCT analysis to determine like the width of the basal bone, etc. But from an aesthetic point of view, asking the patient about their chief complaint and what they don't like about their smile, or, you know, I recently heard someone say, if you had a magic wand you could wave it to and do anything to change your smile, what would it be? And that's one of our colleagues, Sarah Mahmood, who's a rising star in the educational world down in Dallas. I'm going to steal that and I'm going to start using that. So those are the questions we ask. That's the analysis we do. And then really, if you can start to look at it from the lens of, we may have some other tools outside of just this great aligner tool to get a patient a long-lasting end result, I think that's a powerful component on it.
Very nice, very nice. Now, briefly commenting on the CBCT measurements, when you're looking at those basal bone differences, what is sort of the maxillary mandibular difference that you're looking for where you can feel that you're confident in things fitting?
It's 5 millimeters. So basically you're measuring it right at the inner aspect of the cortical bone, right where the furcation of the first molar, so in FDI, the sixes between the furcation, and the maxilla needs to be about 5 millimeters greater than the mandible in order to get appropriate overjet.
Okay.
And so, you know, it's one great tool in the CBCT. The other component, of course, is when you're analyzing the CBCT from an axial or sort of the aerial or top-down approach, you want to see how far you can expand those teeth out before you start encroaching in that bony envelope as well. So those are the two main benefits of CBCT, third one being root angulation. But 5 millimeters is the difference.
Now we can't forget always the name that comes up, the Bolton discrepancy. It's like a secret agent. Should be a movie. Welcome to the Bolton discrepancy.
Be a short, silent picture at that point.
I would be there. Seeing you're going to get a wand, I'm not sure if I want to see Vishal the Sure Smile Harry Potter wand movie either, but
there are some very cool wands out there.
They're much more masculine.
They now. Are I agree. I very, agree very you. Cool yeah. wands yeah. out there.
Not those little tiny ones. Now dovetailing here, what do you guys got coming up on the horizon this year for some of these courses for people to kind of get more information on this?
So one of the great things that's happening is our Dentsply Sirona Academy has actually launched a series of webinars that I'm sure that you're both very familiar with. So we have a series of webinars on our Dentsply Sirona Academy website that are a myriad of topics, everything from Sure Smile, implants, endo, root to crown. So we have that has launched this year. In addition to for Sure Smile, we actually have released, our global team has released a Sure Smile Clear Aligners curriculum that is again online through Sure Smile University. And then in addition to that, education is clearly one of our goals in 2024. We have the Sure Smile Speaker Advocates that are local to each rep in Canada has an assigned Sure Smile Speaker Advocate, and they are all working through creating study clubs for Sure Smile users all throughout Canada. And then, of course, we've got our Toronto Academy courses. So we have a lot of really great education and support out there for our Sure Smile users, existing and new users.
Yeah, I think one of the aspects that would be really interesting to see how it evolves is kind of that multidisciplinary approach. You know, we were talking about post-ortho restorative, but Mike, you know, one aspect that I think is sort of underutilized is post-ortho implantology, you know, and focusing kind of on that aspect. And now we're talking about the predictability of guided implantology with after guided orthodontics. It's really exciting to see sort of where things will shape out and where they're coming. Cheryl, what are you most excited for in the upcoming year? I'm going to put you on the spot for that. Thing that you're most excited for.
It can only be one. Oh my gosh. I have to think about that for a second. I think the customer journey is that we have just made leaps and bounds of vast improvements to making sure that our customers are well cared for, from an education, from a support, from a diagnostics. We have really dug deep and asked ourselves, what can we do better for our customers? And I think that we have come up with some real great, fantastic. I'm really looking forward to seeing the solutions that we've put forward, that really all the feedback that we've gotten and we've received over the last few years, to really, really making sure that we're supporting through there. So I think the customer journey with Sure Smile.
We're excited to see how that develops. And obviously we're getting into educational season. So be also excited to see what your next educational endeavor and presentation will be, Mike.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be waving the magic wand, but I'm looking forward to Dentsply Sirona World. Yes. I think that's a great melting pot. And I do believe, I agree with you that so many things are coming up that I think last year we're on the cusp where, you know, where big announcements were coming. And so I think this year is going to be pretty big. And I think it's going to be a pretty cool show. So definitely for anybody that's interested, get down there and check it out.
Absolutely.
And if anyone's interested in more information on Sure Smile, of course, Dentsply Sirona's website and their academy has a lot of really useful information and lots more coming. So connect with your local rep to see where there's Sure Smile events. There's a lot throughout North America. And if you get the opportunity, visit the academy in Mississauga or Charlotte or even Scottsdale, probably the best place to go with the weather right now.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
To knock Toronto, but anyways.
Yeah. Some golfing would be nice.
Yeah. So Cheryl, that was great. Thank you so much for being a guest on this. We've been wanting to have you on for a while. So thanks for taking the time to come and chat with us about Sure Smile. And Mike, Shirley, we're just going to pass it over to you.
So it was all these puns coming. I feel more sure about myself. I can tell you that much. Again, I appreciate Cheryl for coming in and bringing us up to speed. And Vish, thanks for letting me put you on the spot. To be honest, I came to your lecture to introduce you. My associate does a lot of my aligner therapy. But I tell you, it was because you merged two lectures together. I found it very informative. And this topic really hit me because I have always felt that from the aligner side, that there's a lot of post issues, and why can't we predict this better beforehand? So you gave me a lot of tools to think about. And I think for everybody, it was a full house, standing room only. So I found that was a lot of fun and really informative. So that's kind of what drove this. I really wanted to get other people to hear about this idea that you've been sharing. It's pretty exciting stuff. And I think for 2024, it'll be a big push in the Dentsply Sirona ecosystem. So thanks everybody for tuning in. Please like and subscribe at Digital Workflow Dentistry. Wave that magic wand, hit the like button, and come and see us. Thanks everybody.
Thank you.